A Democratic House committee released a report in July identifying the 18 states most vulnerable to election hacking from foreign agents. Fortunately, Idaho was not one of those states. But the U.S. Senate acknowledged cyber actors affiliated with the Russian government, describing it as a, quote, unprecedented coordinated cyber campaign against state election infrastructure, end quote. And this year, hackers have tried to infiltrate different state systems as well as some political groups. In response, Congress allocated $380 million for states to shore up election security. $3.2 million of those dollars are coming to Idaho. How's it being spent? Joining us in the studio to discuss election security and the distribution of those funds in Idaho is Secretary of State Lawrence Denny. Welcome, sir.
Thank you so much. Thanks for inviting me.
Secretary Denny, is there any indication that anyone has attempted to hack any part of our election network?
Election systems, no. Idaho is a 100% paper ballot state. We vote on paper ballots. With one exception, we do have handicapped voting machines where the handicap can access those, but that's a very, very small percentage that are actually on a machine, and there is no connection of those to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We do have tabulators that count the votes, but again, they are not connected to the internet. So, you know, all in all, I would say that our election, as far as the counting of the votes and the security of the votes, is very good.
So the $3.2 million in federal grant funding, as we read it, $1 million will go to upgrading the state's election system and the voter databases, $700,000 to election auditing, and some to cybersecurity. So since we haven't been hacked yet, as you just said, is this an indication of the state's strength in cybersecurity?
You know, I don't think that you can sit back and rest. I think cybersecurity is an ongoing race. You know, and as you see one attack and you harden your system to prevent that attack, then they come at you from a different angle. So I don't think the race is ever over, but certainly since the 2016 election, we have definitely hardened our systems and try to keep the bad actors out.
And come at us as they have in different forms. In May, two different cyber attacks occurred at state agencies. A tax commission employee opened a phishing email. And a few days later, the Idaho legislature website and the iCourt website were vandalized. And they traced it to an Italian group. Are these vulnerable? These vulnerabilities have been patched as far as you know?
You know, as far as I know, I think, you know, to get a better answer, I think you would have to go to the state cybersecurity office, the new office, you know. But certainly we felt very fortunate then because we had just installed a new software that gave us a monitoring tool that we could actually look at. And we were getting about 200 hits a day.
Wow.
From bad actors, you know, trying to gain access to our system. And during that time that the legislature and the courts were actually hacked, and it was just their website, I don't think there was any data that was taken. But during that time, our data or the penetration or the attempts went from 200 a day up to 27,000. So, you know, we felt very, very fortunate that we had just installed software to prevent those bad actors from getting into that particular realm. But as I said, you know, that's one. We've hardened that. They will attempt something else.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Idaho Secretary of State Lawrence Denny. You can contact us instantly on Twitter. That's the hashtag Idaho Matters. We also read your emails. The address is idahomatters@boisestate.edu. And we are talking about something important, election security. And I imagine you, Secretary Denny, talk about election security with other secretary states around the country, talking about cybersecurity. Where do their concerns lie?
You know, this is certainly not isolated to Idaho. And I am a member of the National Association of Secretaries of State. And we are all members, or most all the states are members of EI, ISAC, which EI is Election Information Sharing Analysis Center. We're also members of the MS ISAC, which is the multi-state And that gives us, we think, you know, it gives our IT people a heads up on what might be coming and where it might be coming from. And also after DHS declared elections critical infrastructure, we work regularly with DHS, the FBI, and the state police. So, and I was fortunate enough to get a security clearance so they can talk to me now.
Okay. other states are concerned. What might be some of those conversations that you might have at these election sharing analysis centers with other states? How are they hardening their systems?
You know, we're all in the same boat, and we're all privy, I think, to the same information. So, unlike Idaho, some states do have actual voting machines that, and they are attempting to harden the security on those as well. They do not have 100% paper ballots. So while we are the same, we're different in some respects.
This is interesting. Other more populated states had many arguments about going from paper to a paperless ballot back in the day. And here in Idaho, perhaps some advantage of a lower population state.
You know, I think that's right. We still tabulate, 11 counties, I think, still tabulate by hand. They count those ballots by hand, so they do not even use tabulators. But we have counties that go all the way from a population of less than 1,000 up to 300,000 or 300,000 or 400,000 as here in Ada County.
In addition to talking to your counterparts throughout the country, I imagine you have some detailed conversations with election officials here in Idaho. Where are their concerns?
You know, we definitely do. We have an ongoing basis. You know, they contact us for advice and what, you know, how they interpret certain code sections and the like. As far as security goes, we do have two training sessions per year for all county election officials, and certainly this year we are also going to do part of that federal grant. We're going to do an exercise, a cybersecurity exercise, to kind of give them a hands-on feel of what could happen. And we sent a couple of our employees back to Boston to a similar exercise, and they came back and said it was very, very good, and so we're going to try and put on something similar, probably not on that scale, but we won't have all the big high-powered people here, but certainly we hope to gain a whole lot and our counties and our county partners as well.
So some of that funding going to training. Well, during the primary elections in May, precincts in Ada County reported shortages of ballots for Democratic races. A Meridian polling site reported ballots weren't delivered in time. Is the state fully prepared with equipment now, materials and personnel to accommodate every voter here in the state?
You know, as far as the number of ballots go, that's pretty much a county function. I think they were caught off guard by the voter turnout on the Democrat side here in Ada County. And certainly, but as far as security goes, I would say that we have a better security profile now than we've ever had.
And so you, Secretary Denny, would assure Idaho voters that they will have full voting access and their votes will be safe and counted accurately.
Absolutely. We will. You know, that's one of the things that people who have talked about, you know, voting with a voting machine, you know, have talked about. They're a little bit skeptical about the security. In Idaho, we're not skeptical at all. We think that we can guarantee with 100% accuracy that we're going to be 99.9% sure of the outcomes once we do the canvas of the votes.
So some of that funding going to training. Again, the county's responsible for full ballots. And Secretary Denny's saying that votes will be safely and counted accurately here for the upcoming election. The other thing that concerns me in the back of the mind is that 200 hits a day. So you feel on the electronic side that we are fully safeguarded against foreign actors?
You know, I wouldn't say that we're fully safe. I don't think that you can ever say that you're fully safe. As I said before, I think you have to be continually vigilant to the new attempts and the new ways to get into to various systems. As far as our voting system goes, though, there's very little digital presence, so I think that we can say that it is pretty darn secure.
Pretty darn secure and continually vigilant. We've been speaking with Secretary of State Lawrence Denny about election security here in Idaho. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
You bet. Thank you so much.